This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Yeah, I try not to yell, y'all. Don't get me mad, then. Shit, you know I get emotional.
Oh, shit!
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the Dead End Gaming Podcast. As you can see, there have been some changes.
We got Beezy.
We got rid of Beezy, y'all. We fucking got rid of him.
Yeah, nah, he's Jacksonville right now.
Beezy no longer part of the show. He got replaced. He got replaced.
Kept saying Turok too many times. So we gotta go.
Tyler is joining the show permanently.
Yeah,
I'm up in the building, like, officially. Like, not just kind of peeking in here and there, but I done, like, walked in Rick James style, like, nice place, nigga. So.
Couches ain't safe no more.
I know.
Mm-mm. That's why she couldn't sit on the couch today.
Please. Yeah, please don't put your Looney Tunes on the couch.
We are a peep game.
So, shout out to B. I'm sure and hope he's watching. But if not, he'll catch the replay. And if not, he's not a team player.
See, moving on. Trying to divert the don't.
Yeah, you can't do that.
You can't do that. That's you.
No,
that's
you. I'm just making an observation.
That's Beezy is handling business somewhere.
That's your tagging. You know. Alone.
Oh, he can miss a week. You can miss like 16 episodes. He can miss one.
Ain't been that many.
That's facts. Yo, I'm gonna go back.
But yes, man, representation for the black queens out there, all the black female gamers, man. We have their representation on the show. We've talked about it, and we're pleased and proud to have Tyler on here to represent and be that voice that we can't be, obviously. So it's a big moment in time for the show.
And for Xbox fans who listen to the show.
He just happy because he got an ally.
I'm just saying.
That's all right.
It's been needed.
Give us a couple weeks to go converter. That's all right.
All right, anyway. It's all right. So anyway, let's, you know, as we do every week, man, let's start with what we've been playing.
I'll start. 1,000 hours. 1,000 hours. I am playing, but you know what I mean. So Smash, because you know what? I was serious. I was in Anaheim this weekend, y'all. This is what I was doing. Yeah, I had to work. But between that, 1,000 hours. Because you know what? I'm serious about my shit. And also, the homie dropped a game. We about to drop a game, you know? Yoshi's Crafted World. So I played the demo. Shit's fire.
Okay.
And I'm not saying that because he the homie. And we go way back. And he put me in the last title. Because, you know, I'm still getting residuals off that. But all I'm saying is that the new Yoshi game might be fire. It looks great. I like the art style. It's really cool because you can throw, like, eggs, like... Like, it's side-scrolling, but it's 3D at the same time. It's like they blended it in this cool, unique way. So, it's a cool little demo. And also Tetris 99, which was kind of cool. I checked that out. You can play, like, against 99 different people
what
across the world.
What place did you come in?
I ain't gonna say that. I'm not gonna say I played the game. Why are you asking all these detailed questions for? I'm just saying what I was playing. You trying to get too deep with the shit, first of all. And I downloaded Apex Legends. I ain't played it yet, but I'm going to. Like, I'm just letting you know, it's on the horizon. Because I got to finish Resident Evil for y'all and do some other stuff, too. But, yeah, so far that's all I've been playing. But, yeah, 1,000 hours. We getting it.
What platform did you download Apex for?
You know what platform I downloaded on, Tyler. Come on now.
What kind of a question is that?
See, she's trying to trap me, y'all. Like, she's trying to make me say some stuff that you know I ain't really... PlayStation 4.
Maybe, see, you said a couple minutes ago that y'all were going to convert me, but maybe what's actually going to happen is now that there's an Xbox Core, maybe we're going to slowly convert
y'all. I will die before I let an Xbox sit in my house. I'm just saying.
It's sad.
I will give up my gaming card. completely before an Xbox touches my soil.
Touches my soil.
My soil.
I believe you too.
Saying.
Wow.
But nice try.
So, let's see. This week I've played Smash, was doing some little private games with my homie. And I see the name Ant pop into the arena out of nowhere. I wasn't streaming at all. This was not like an event. He just showed up while I was playing with him.
Shook.
Nah, not at all. Not at all.
Shook. Yeah. I wasn't there, y'all. I came in at the last minute. So like by the time I got there and knew what was happening, it was already over. He already decimated everybody. I couldn't save him. I couldn't. The hero couldn't save the day because everybody was already dead. And my internet was trash in the hotel. But like from what I heard, you know, he tried.
I didn't do any one-on-ones with him. I let Bell E. Ocean and I'm blanking on the other person's
name.
Basically,
what he's saying, y'all, is he didn't want to die on the cross again, so he got some random niggas who was cool with him on the stream to die.
You know what it was?
That's cool.
It was like
I would have fought him 1v1.
It was just I already fought him 1v1. It was just
again. Because you know what? 1,000 hours.
Good luck. Damn, I can't even remember who was playing with me. Yuyu-kun, thank you, good. Yuyu-kun, Belly Ocean. We did some 4-player smashes with Fantano. He won most of them. I won a couple of them. You know, I let them do some 1-on-1s versus Fantano. Made it so that they officially can't talk shit about me or Granddad anymore because he smacked them the fuck up.
Right, it ain't funny, is it? It ain't funny. When you on the end of that shit, right? Yeah.
Let y'all get the fire hydrant up your asses. That was fun. You know, they fought hard, just as we did. Similar result. Play Crackdown 3.
Then they suck.
Play Crackdown 3. Like 2 days. The first day I played it, I was like, this is fine.
Well, hold tight on that because that's a topic. We'll get that to is that in a the topic. Game news.
So, we'll get to that.
We'll get your review at that time.
What else? Damn, I think that was that it. Oh, also played Mega Man X Old School Saturday. Beat that shit one go. Brought back some memories. Still as dope as it ever was. Great music, great animation. It's still fucking good. If y'all have never played that game, check out the Mega Man X Legacy Collection Part 1. It's on that. But that shit is tight.
All right, my turn.
Showtime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I also played Crackdown for like 2 hours on Saturday, like on stream. So I'll wait and talk about my opinion. We like wrap back around to that later. But yeah, like played Crackdown for a little bit. Still been playing Overwatch really heavy recently. And I actually was like watching Overwatch League over the weekend. So I'm hitting like super nerd status at this point. Atlanta Reign, like our Atlanta Overwatch League team, ended up winning one day and losing another day, but so they're getting off to a good start.
Wait, you're on a team at Atlanta Overwatch team?
Oh no! Oh, I just okay. been watching like Overwatch
a,
League
a
started
supporter.
This week. Yeah, like yeah, they that. Started this weekend. You know, we have an Atlanta team now.
Oh, we do
in Overwatch League. Yeah, the Atlanta Reign.
Okay.
So yeah, it just started on Friday, and Atlanta won their game on Friday, but lost their game on Sunday.
Why
so.
Did I think that was a soccer? What's the what's
Atlanta
the soccer
United?
Team?
Is,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Good. Congratulations, Atlanta Reign.
And so I also, you know, still been playing Apex. Not as much as I would like to. I'm really looking forward to finding some more time to like sink into that. And then also doing like a nostalgia playthrough of Saints Row 2.
What do you think of Apex so far?
I love it. I mean, I've never really been into like battle royale style games. Mm-hmm. Like I never really played Fortnite or like any of those. And it was just never really something that was interesting to me. But like when that first came out, I was like, everybody was talking about it and the way they dropped it was really dope. And it was one of those things where it was kind of cool to be a part of this movement of people that were all doing the same thing at the same time. So I was like, I'm gonna try it. It's a free download. They have like a bunch of characters of color, like minorities and women, like 2 black women. So like as soon as I saw that, I was like, I'm gonna give it a try. And I was like surprisingly into it. I'm not good at it yet. You know, I kind of suck, but I'm working on it. And it actually inspires me to like want to play to get better. And like that says a lot about the game because I wasn't expecting to like get that itch for it like I have. So it's dope. It's fun. And I mean, there's a reason why it's had so much success and like 25 million players and like people are still on it. So yeah, there's like a reason for that. It's a good game. Like, they really got something there.
Okay, cool. Nothing special for me. I played 2K18 last night because I rarely get time to sit down and play anything. So that was fun for the brief moment that – no, I played like twice, two games. But prior to that, I played Prominent Poker, which is a free game on PS4, and some pinball arcade game that I downloaded from
PS4. Why do you even say that? Because nobody.
I'm sorry.
That's what I played.
Prominent Poker.
I know it was
terrible. Sounds like trash.
It was absolute. Let me tell you about this game. It was horrible. Did you used to play the casino games back in the day?
When I was like five, and I had enough.
Okay, well, yeah, those were, you know, as something to play that was different. It was kind of cool. So
you
I was like,
prominent in the game. You know that shit's trash.
Hey, look, I was trying to call back to a moment in time when you used to play those little casino games and walk around and do the little, you know, the little lever and play 21, blackjack and all this other stuff. It was a free game. Okay. I was like, okay, that was
okay, so it's free. You can't pay for it. Okay.
I ain't pay for any of those. Good. But, you know, I'm a curious person. So I was like, let me see what this is about. And it had been sitting there for weeks. And I finally got a couple of hours to myself. So I was like, okay, let me download. Let me play this game so I'll know whether or not I knew the answer, but I still needed to play it. So it's absolutely horrible, as expected, as you guys have already predicted. And I know how to play poker, but the game didn't let me show that I know how to play poker.
They give
you all of these things that, and you don't, they want you to bet, and then they have, you can bet, you can check, you can do all of this stuff, and the controls are different. So you keep betting, and I'm trying to toss cards, and it was just after a while it got confusing. I'm like, okay, I don't want to spend too much trying to figure out how to play this game. So I lost the first match, and I had like three of a kind or something like that. No. I had a straight flush. I was like, oh, yeah, I got this one. Ended up losing. I'm like, this is bullshit. So I'm like,
a royal flush?
You know, let's run it back. And I didn't have anything, but because I couldn't fold or, you know, get out of the game, I just had to keep betting and betting and betting and betting.
So the game wouldn't even let you leave.
It wouldn't let me leave. So I keep betting and betting
that
and betting.
Trapped our ass.
Well, I ended up winning that round because he folded because I bet so much. He was like, all right, fuck it. Wow. So I won 14,000.
Deleted that
but
shit.
But that was
quick.
It. I was done. I was like, this game is stupid. I'm done. I said, what's the other free game that I downloaded? And it was Pinball Arcade, which I played that. And, you know, I mean, that was, it is what it is.
Was that also free?
Yeah, it was free. All of these are free. All of these are free.
Okay.
Surprisingly enough, I mean, it wasn't the best, but it was brainless.
And you played these on your PS4?
PS4.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and sit up there and just play. And then, you know, my kid was there. I was like, all right, he talking shit. So tell him I don't suck. So I was like, you play.
Yeah.
So he played for a while. And then, you know, like it was company over and they were sitting there. And then everybody all of a sudden tuned into the screen. So the first time I played, you know, the ball, because, you know, you hold the little flaps up and then the ball just dip over and then it go down. So then I'm playing and I'm like, okay, there's an audience here. And I'm looking like I don't want to play fucking pinball. So I had to step my game up. So I stepped my game up, played a little bit better. But that was about it. But, yeah, I just needed to just satisfy that curiosity and get those games off of my system. But that was it.
That's what's
I didn't have time to play anything else. But I play what I play, man. I don't run it hot.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. I wasn't going to laugh, but like I almost snickered at like 2K18 and then you said the poker shit.
What's wrong with 2K18?
You know me. I'm biased against sports games.
You hate
games.
Sports games. Yeah. You know what it is.
But that's just me. That's personal.
That's no reason to laugh at the game.
I know. No disrespect to y'all out there. I'm not going persona 2K18.
Mm-mm.
But you said the poker, and then you said the pinball, and I'm like, all right, I cracked. Like, I couldn't.
I ain't gonna lie, that pinball back in the day for your computer, though.
Oh, yeah.
The little
space cadet.
Yeah. That was my shit.
Yo, that shit was dope.
Yeah.
I did want to give one more tidbit about the Fantano shit.
What?
I did a lot better against him.
Yeah, you told me.
I told you, but I ain't tell.
Tell the world.
If y'all, like, follow Dead End Games on Instagram, follow it. I don't know the URL. It'll be somewhere around. We got so many different names. But I did a lot better against Fantano this time because he gave me the tip that I don't grab enough. So every time I ran up on him, he would guard expecting me to like swing at him. But I would grab his ass, throw his ass awesome. Near everybody else. True. Pause. Pause accepted. But yeah. So, just.
Basically, you got a little Zenkai boost.
Yeah, exactly.
That little Zenkai boost. You went back, you learned. That's what's up. I appreciate it.
Hyperbolic time chamber
out
here.
But see, yeah, and you know, and you told me you actually, you know, quote unquote.
Technically.
Not really.
Technically.
You beat his Pac-Man, kind of, but see, you had two other niggas there also fighting against them, so you had like assistance.
But they was fighting against me too.
But see, they also helped. Take down that percentage. So
they was
like,
helping me.
You got to take down my percentage, too. Yeah, it'd be you and him, one versus one.
It was me and him for the last stock. And it was
1,000 hours.
They were very low percentages.
1,000 hours.
And then knocked his ass out.
1,000 hours.
His little Pac-Man was in second place clapping.
Yeah, that's cool. Because it was other two other niggas in third and fourth.
But we've never seen that little Pac-Man clap in the corner.
Look.
Till you know.
I commend you for getting one stock on a wounded Pac-Man.
Hey, you wasn't that wounded. You wasn't that
on a wounded Pac-Man.
I don't got the replay. I wish
wounded means he already had some stocks down.
So did I.
But I'm going to give it to you.
Same disadvantage.
I'm proud of you.
It don't sound like you're giving it to me.
I'm proud of you.
Pause again.
I'm proud of you. But you know what? Until you 1v1 him, 1,000 hours.
We're going to make it happen.
1v1, then I'm going to give you all the accolades. All the accolades.
We'll see.
We'll see.
He might randomly pop up again.
He's scared, y'all. I'm waiting for that to pop up in my shit. See, he ain't pop up in mine. See, I've been online all week. I ain't seen him pop up one time. Pop up in this dude.
Were you in a open ass arena?
Don't matter.
That does matter.
I was in an open arena with my homies. I'm gonna set up an arena tomorrow.
And you just go wait.
I'm just waiting.
He's staking out.
I'm waiting
behind the couch with some binoculars. Like,
yeah, come on. Right. So I'm just saying, I'm waiting.
I mean, the lion do eat the slowest running gazelle first.
Well, maybe if you showed up to the jungle, Kent, he would have eaten you.
Nah, I'm not.
Niggas don't go to the jungle.
Nah. Mm-mm. Anyway, moving on to the news. Tekken 7 will add Julia Chang and Negan this month. It will cost $5 for Julia, and Negan will cost $8. Oh, that's fucked. That's messed up. Hey,
really? You got to get your little piece, don't you, AMC?
High demand.
Got your little $3, right?
It ain't really high demand like that, but I'm waiting for Negan, man. I've been waiting on Negan.
Why? I mean, but...
Why
the man got to cost more than the woman?
Wage that's gap, not equal. Man.
Come on, man.
Oh, my God.
Wage gap. Look at that. Oh, in the game, man. Too.
That is so messed up.
He ate.
All the other male characters in Season Pass 2 also cost like $5 like Julia. So Negan is that celebrity, man.
You got that celebrity bonus, though.
You gotta pay higher for it.
Because they know people are going to buy because it's, oh, it's Negan. I'm going to drop the extra $3. But, like, come on now.
So you win cop?
Look, I ain't played Tekken in a minute, but, like, I'm not super. Like, I've seen the footage, and he looks dope. But I guess because I'm not super into Walking Dead like I used to be, I'm not, like, jumping for joy to go play with Negan. Like, play Negan, like, you know. Because, like. It's cool. He's got Lucille. He's got some cool little mix-ups and whatnot. But I feel like, I don't know. I think I got to see him in competitive play to see really how good he is. You know, I want to see if he can hang with like the top tier characters,
maybe,
or if he's not just a cash grab character.
Yeah,
he looked dope in the trailer, but yeah, like you said, yeah, I'm looking at now. Like a whole different
right.
He'll be a fun character.
Because it's a fighting game, so, like, I don't care who you get. Like, if they're good, okay, but if you're just getting them to get them to be, like, to build up sales and the character's trash or, like, you can't play them in tournament level, what's the point?
I don't know. I don't play on tournament level, see, so that don't really apply to me. Or most people.
Yeah, but that's me. Like, when I play, I want characters, like, and of course there's going to be characters in the main roster that aren't tournament, or low tier, but I think all the hype around him, at least he's got to be a solid character. He's got to be at least, you know... He can't be trash.
I don't know. He fucking people up with this bat.
Well, yeah. Well, it's the trailer. They don't make it for course.
You know how I feel about trailers. Yeah. But, damn.
Trailers are misleading, Ken. You know that.
Right. Yeah. Trailers are lies, according to Ken. But,
They're going
to
strip out 5 of his moves the first
they
day.
They probably will.
We had to nerf Negan.
No, hell no.
We had to nerf Negan the first hour. He's too powerful.
But just like.
He's too strong.
Like,
you're a Tekken guy, right?
I'm a Tekken guy. I'm a Walking Dead guy. So it's just for me, but I feel like that Venn diagram is not as big as Namco Bandai or AMC probably imagines. So yeah. I feel like very niche in that. But I'm excited for Negan, man. Like, I bought Season Pass too as soon as they was like, yo, Lei Wulong is in that shit. So I was like, boom, I'm on it. So now, once they announced Negan, I was just waiting to see how he looked. He looks like Jeffrey Dean Morgan. Same voice acting.
Yeah.
If you look at the trailer, they're doing exact scenes from Walking Dead. Like, not only the lineup where he executes two characters who I won't name, but even like some walkie-talkie shit, Lucille getting shot and his exact reaction to it, his exact lines from the TV show, like the Poop Pants City or whatever. Like, this shit is corny as fuck, but it's perfect for a video game. And I probably won't play with him that much, but when he does come out, I'm going to have him instantly, and I'm going to stream that shit. And it's going to be tight, bro.
So you're going to pay $8?
No, no, no. I've already got the season pass.
Oh, okay. Okay. I missed that part.
I have the six characters who's in that package.
Okay.
And I think, I forgot how much I paid for that. It was like 30, maybe. But that's, six characters for like 30. And second favorite Tekken character is in that, which is Lei Wulong. So I can't wait for that shit.
Oh, so you actually ended up saving $3.
Yes. I don't math very well, but I'll take your word for
it. Sounds about right.
Yeah. Carry the one, I guess.
Oh, man. All right. Anthem, apparently, they're having some issues. Experiencing a lot of bugs, and they're going to have to issue a big patch, I guess, when the game drops, what, on the 22nd? So some of the high-level fixes that they have are improved loading times, infinite loading screens, multiple challenges not tracked properly. And there were a number of issues have been fixed that were causing players to disconnect or crash. Weapons and gear now have numbers present for modifiers, and then a bunch of general fixes and improvement. That's not good, I don't think. So any of you guys plan on playing this game?
Anthem. I watched some people stream it, like when they started doing their like early access, like beta and stuff like that. And it looks fun. I might get it at some point when the price goes down. It's been out for a while, but I'm definitely not copping on like Friday or anything like that. But it kind of has like, you know, Destiny, kind of reminds me of Destiny a little bit. I mean, it looks cool, but yeah, it doesn't strike me like that to get it right away.
Yep, same here. I got too much shit on my plate, and Anthem just gotta wait like a minute for me. What about you, Willie? Nah, you ain't getting that shit at all.
He was like, I'm not getting that.
It's enough for me, dog.
Look, I'm just like I said, just like you. I got a lot of stuff on my plate, and the other games that are coming up that I'm really more interested in than Anthem. Because like when I first heard about it, I was like, what the fuck is Anthem? But and now that Apex is out, and I'm gonna put some time into that. Like, there's only so many shooter games I can do at one time. I'm like, I'm not gonna be playing this, and that. So yeah, Anthem. I might like Tyler was saying, like down the line, maybe even further down the line than she will. give it a shot when it's like, you know, $10 or some shit.
Yeah, I'm thinking like 20. I'll probably get it when it's like, you know, $20.
Get that PlayStation Plus discount real quick. We'll talk. We'll see.
Yep. PlayStation, man, it's the truth. That's how I buy all my games. I'm waiting for them to get to about 20.
20. You know, 15, 20.
All right. So yeah, so one user said it took them about 7 minutes, man. I just couldn't do it.
Yeah, if I gotta wait 7 minutes for a load screen. That's Grand Theft Auto 11 level. Well, I remember when I got Grand Theft Auto 5 and the shit was installing and that shit, you know how long that shit takes to like install, and it was on that same fucking screen. I like went to sleep. I woke up. It was still on the same screen.
Goddamn.
I was like, I ain't playing this game. Fuck this shit. I was like, yo, we gotta be bullshitting.
The worst part about that shit is like when it's happening, you're like, at what point do you say it's not working? I'm gonna turn it off. Cause like for the first 30 seconds, you're just staring at it like, oh, this is kind of taking a while. And then like now it's 1 minute and then now it's 2 minutes and you're just like, fuck, I think it's broken.
Right. Yeah. And then like when you shut it off, you gotta do it all over again. You're like, goddamn. It wasn't broken. It's just slow as hell.
Yeah, man.
So,
yeah, of course, there's like certain bugs. Like when you have online games like that, like there's certain bugs that they can't really see until they start like letting people get on the servers and stuff like that. So at least they're like staying on top of it and putting a patch out like right away before it really gets to its full release.
So is this part of why they release a game like that early? Because I saw it was to the Xbox.
No, I don't think so. You release it early just to as an incentive for people to pre-order it. Now, if you do a beta like that, I don't know. Betas are different now, man. They used to be released like a month ahead of time. So you'd actually have time to fix whatever problems that people found. But no offense, Fallout 76, for instance, is a culprit of having a beta a week before the game came out. Like, you don't have time to fix those issues that crop up. It's just like, here y'all go. Like, here's to raise some hype for the game. But they already knew the game was kind of not good. So maybe... I was like, that's not the case. I don't know. I don't understand.
Soften the blow by doing it a week
before. It's
and that way they won't be too disappointed.
Aren't they giving that game away for free now?
Fallout 76?
Mm-hmm.
They give it away with, like, they bundle it with some other thing. Like, if you buy this backpack, we'll just give you Fallout 76.
They'll sneak it in there.
Yeah, like, something like that.
It's like, add some small fine print. Fallout 76. Bullshit.
All right.
A backpack.
Crackdown 3, apparently. Has been receiving terrible reviews.
Wonder why? Where it come from? Where it come from? Who made that shit? Mr. 11, who made that shit?
Microsoft Studios.
And who does Microsoft Studios operate with?
Before we continue.
Now, I'm asking a question. What console does Microsoft Studios operate with?
Xbox One.
Really?
Yes.
So that we're saying that a trash game came from a console that is also...
The console is not trash.
What?
The console is not trash.
But it's not trash, but it produces what? Trash games.
I can't argue with that.
Exactly. Another trash game.
I can't argue with
another
this.
Another trash exclusive with, from
with,
Xbox,
with this specific game being...
They're on fire.
Trash. But what I will say is this game is... I think it's being unfairly reviewed. I don't think it's... It's not as trash as people make it out to be. I think a lot of people's disappointment... Well, let me say this first. It's not worth $60. I think a lot of people's disappointment is based off of the long-ass development time and it being one of Xbox's few exclusives. So that raises anticipation for it.
Mm-hmm.
But the game is fun. Like, I enjoy it. I'm gonna beat it. Like, I'm gonna beat it maybe before I beat Resident Evil 2. Because it's just fun to run around and play with. It's got co-op mode. You got your little freedom and shit. It's not worth $60. But if I paid a cool... 30 for it, I'm happy with that. Now, disclaimer, again, I've said it before, but just in case for the uninitiated, Game Pass, if you have Game Pass, you get any Xbox exclusive the day it releases. So if you have your $10 a month subscription, you have access to all the Forza games, all the Gears of War games, all the Halo games, all the Crackdown games, and many other multi-platform titles. So that's how I was able to play Crackdown 3 on release. I would not have bought this game for $60. but I'm glad I'm able to play it. And right now, by the time, if y'all are listening on Spotify or something, that's probably not the case anymore. But if you're on Twitch right now, Game Pass is $2 for 2 months. So go get that shit.
$2 for 2 months.
Yes.
Why is it so cheap?
Wow.
Because of value, Willie. You don't look a gift horse in the mouth. You take the gift.
No, he's trying to say that it's trash and that's why it's $2. Like, that's where
if
you're going with
it's really
this,
as good as it's supposed to be, $2.
The Game Pass?
$1 a month.
Mm-hmm.
That's a McDouble.
Yeah.
So basically, you're saying it's the equivalent of a McDouble.
And if I had a choice between a McDouble and that game, I'd probably pick
yeah,
not, no, 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 no. Not $2 for that game. $2 for the game. Service.
I know.
Right.
I heard you. Correct?
Okay, yeah. So if Netflix was $2.
Something wrong with Netflix.
Something's wrong with Netflix.
why would it go from that, from the price it is?
Because Netflix is in higher demand than Game Pass is. Because of niggas like you, who don't have an Xbox.
Why? Because they don't have games.
Because y'all
have a whole bunch of stuff
that goes
on sale.
When they have games that are good,
specials,
I will look.
That doesn't mean it's trash.
Look, I give all the respect in the world to Xbox as a console and a developer.
You're not giving any respect to Xbox right now.
Right. But as a game developer, the studio, they do not produce enough exclusive games.
Nobody's arguing with that.
And then they get this one and it's not good.
And then they drop one that they're working on forever and it's still not up to par. Like, when are they going to have a great game outside of Halo? They've had Halo to hold on to for the past decade. That's it.
The Gears of War games are good.
Gears of War is like...
They're good games.
They're good games, but they're not like iconic games.
I would say that they are.
drank water at the same time. No, but I wanted to say, like, I completely agree with that. Like, I wouldn't have paid for Crackdown, but Crackdown is fun. Like, I also have Xbox Game Pass, so, like, you know, just... I pay $10 a month for it. And like I said, it's not just Microsoft games. Like, you get a bunch of other games, $10? Yeah, it's $10 a month. So it's the same as, like, a Netflix, like, subscription or anything like that. And then you have access to, like, all of these different titles. A lot of times before a sequel's going to come out, they'll put, like, the originals on there. So right now, like, both Metros are on there since Metro Exodus just came out. That's the other game that came out Friday that I was trying to remember earlier. But they have, like, Metro 2033 and Metro Last Light both on Game Pass right now. They also have Rage, since Rage 2 is getting ready to come out. Mm-hmm. So Xbox Game Pass is a good way, especially for those older titles that maybe have a sequel coming out that you either didn't play or you want to revisit. Like, it's good for stuff like that. So even if you don't fuck with Xbox generally, like, they have other games besides just, like, Microsoft stuff. But anyways, back to Crackdown 3. I don't know if I'm gonna beat it, but I had fun playing it for the 2.5 hours that I played it. And, you know, it's fun to, like, you know, scale buildings and shit and shoot people. It's kind of mindless fun if you just want to, like, turn it on and do something without getting super invested in the story. So yeah, I feel like it's getting unfairly reviewed too. I don't think it sucks. I feel like it's kind of, you know, there's something for everybody, or not something for everybody in this game, but every game offers something to some people, you know? So that's kind of how I feel, just like in general, which is why I'm against, like, Pitchfork mobs being like, this game sucks. But y'all have heard me talk about that before.
But in general, I guess the gaming industry, these sites and these companies are, I guess, overall saying that this is a pretty bad game. Like, PC World gave it 2.5. I don't know if that means
out of 5 or out of 10.
Yeah.
Out of 5?
5.
Oh, okay, at least not 10.
Okay, he's not. If it was 10, I'm like, yo, I'm going to take that down right now.
Yeah, so, and I know we all have, like, opinions and thoughts on how we view games. So, our experience playing a game will be vastly different than, you know, others. Of course. But the overall consensus is that it's a bad game, right?
Yeah. Again, okay. It's not worth the $6.
So have you guys read any of the reviews about the game?
I've watched some YouTube videos.
I've read some stuff where people said that it gets really redundant, and I can absolutely see that happening.
Okay.
Like I said, I'm only 2.5 hours in. But I could definitely see how it will become, like, redundant at some point. They're saying that the bosses are all kind of, like, you know, they run together. There's nothing really special or unique about them. And then you kind of end up doing the same kinds of tasks over and over again. So, like, I can see how that would get redundant.
So,
but, like, same
no
thing.
Real replay value to the game is what they're saying.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people have said that. And it kind of reminds me of the first Assassin's Creed, because, like, the first Assassin's Creed was a really dope idea. Like, it was a dope concept. But it got old super fast, because basically you, like, go to a new city and then you pickpocket somebody to get some information and then you'd assassinate somebody and then you move on to the different city. And so I feel like that's kind of what people are saying about Crackdown. But yeah, I haven't made it far enough in it to get bored yet. Like, so far it's fun, but yeah, I don't know that I'll beat it, and I definitely wouldn't pay $60 for it. That I will say.
Also, I haven't played the multiplayer yet, and I've heard that is trash. So if I played that would probably, like, taint my view
of the
game.
See, that's what I'm talking about. It's like, if this is supposed to be one of your exclusives, first of all, your exclusives should be worth the $60. Mm-hmm. So if out the gate you're saying, yeah, it's an exclusive, but I will only pay half the price for this game, that's a problem. And then, like, if people are saying if it's a first-person shooter and the multiplayer is bad, which is probably one of the bigger components of it, because everybody's going to be pretty much going for a first-person shooter for the multiplayer aspect, especially the online. So if that's not good, and then it's redundant on the story mode and the bosses and whatnot, yeah, like you said, 2 hours, a day, a week, it'll be cool. But then after a while, you're like, eh.
Shout out to BZ in the chat, by the way.
BZ!
Hey, what up, though?
Here's what I want to hammer home, and I've said this before to y'all, but again, I don't know what y'all first episode is. This might be it. I own an Xbox. I'm not an Xbox fanboy. I'm not going to blindly defend any company or any piece of plastic. The game is straight. That's all I said. Don't go out there putting your $60 in and be like, oh, me and Mogan told me this game was dope.
You said this was a fire.
Yeah, I ain't tell you none of that shit. It's fine.
Just do yourself a favor and don't get it.
Yeah, just don't.
Don't waste your time. Wait till it's free on Xbox Game Pass. $2 for it's gonna be
it's
like
free
a
now. They can play it now.
Yeah, 50 cents a month in about a year. Watch.
That's fun. They just give away their new game.
So they'll be shaking two quarters. Like, come get this Game Pass, y'all.
But you cannot really beat Game Pass. Like PlayStation has the best game or the best exclusives. Xbox has the best value. I will argue that any day. And Switch is just the most convenient
because of the
console.
Game Pass thing?
Because of the Game Pass and because of the cheapness of the console. Like, you can get it for like, you could get a 1S probably for like $169 or some shit. You get a Game Pass, you don't need no games. Like, that's it. You get a Switch, you gotta buy another set of Joy-Cons, that's $80 out the bat.
But all their games, be cash grabbing. 60, that's what they do.
60 yeah. bucks for each game, like, no. It's different. Like,
but at some point, it'll all feel like a waste of money, even though you get some type of
you can say that
return.
What you mean?
Back.
What you mean?
In buying the Xbox what? At $169 and the Game Pass at $10.
When will it feel like a waste of money?
Huh?
Huh?
Yeah, at some point it'll be a waste of money.
Because at what point? 60
because
years?
Because you won't sit there and play it because the games are not good.
There's plenty of good games on it.
Says you.
All
right.
Says me with all the consoles, first of all. We're not ending on that fucking note. Says me with all the consoles, all right?
Well, the good games are games you can get on other consoles. We're like
that you would pay full price for. Or look, or a discounted price.
Or a discounted price, which is yeah, okay, I'll give you that for that. But like my main thing, as it's always been with Xbox, is there's no good exclusives and you can't just sit around.
There's few good exclusives.
I was about to say that too.
Few.
Halo, Gears of War, like you can't just.
Halo, okay, so Halo and Gears, that's two. Two in the past, however many years Xbox has been around. PlayStation has more exclusives than I can name that are great games.
Mm-hmm.
And they have built legacies and franchises over. Nintendo has amazing exclusives that are childhood exclusives all the way up to now. That's been around since I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if Xbox is the third head and the three-headed monster of gaming, they need to step it up on the exclusive level. They can't be just continuing to just mosey along with third-party titles and little side things. Oh, here's a Game Pass. Here's a Kinect. Here's this and that. Just trying to distract you from the fact that they got no good games. That's what they're doing.
They're focusing on games now. Like by the time the next generation rolls around, have you seen the E3 conference? Look, where they say, like, these are the studios that we've captured under our umbrella, and they're going to make games for us?
Okay, so they're doing that. But so when I see some games that produce games of that level, then I'll say, okay.
Here's what I'm saying. Here's what I'm saying.
But how long did it take them to do
that? Here's what I'm saying, bro. I don't disagree with you.
I know.
I don't disagree with you.
Because it's true.
It is?
You shouldn't disagree with me because I'm telling the goddamn truth. So next year, when they come out with all these new developers that they just swallowed up because they can't do it themselves.
PlayStation didn't do it themselves? What the fuck are we talking about?
PlayStation, stop! What?
They have studios that they partner with.
Look. True.
Here's my thing, bro.
How many?
No. Fuck all that.
We went out and just bought a whole bunch.
If PlayStation did the exact same thing that Xbox did with Game Pass,
PlayStation
made
their PlayStation. Fuck all that. At one time,
said,
because they know they trash.
If PlayStation now was $10, y'all be sucking that shit's dick and talking about it every motherfucking day. So don't come at me with this bullshit like, they have to buy studios. What you think PlayStation did? They bought studios.
Actually, I don't think that's true because they have a streaming service now. That's $19.99. We don't talk about that.
Which is
that
double often. The price. I said if it was $10, you would be sucking that shit's dick.
Nobody uses it. And I will say, PlayStation Now is not good. The PlayStation 1 Classic that they brought about is also terrible. I will admit when PlayStation fucks up. But I will say, from what I'm saying right now, between the Xbox One and the PlayStation 4, game-wise, which is the most important thing to me, no matter what.
Why are we talking about this? Because I already agree with you on that.
Look, because you just
I already said you were right about that.
I feel like you think I'm wrong.
No, I said you were right about it.
What's the next topic, Ken?
Battle Royale games.
I'm not doing this no more.
Battle Royale games seems to be the rave now. I mean, you guys think this is something that's going to stay around, or is this just a fad that we're in? So we got Apex Legends, we got Fortnite, we have Call of Duty, the new one that has a built in
as well. Like,
PUBG, which was the first Fortnite.
I don't think it's a fad. I think it's going to be the same Xbox exclusive. But Halo revolutionized. Revolutionized the online multiplayer of like first person shooters or whatever, and I'm sure people probably thought that was a fad back in the day, and then the next game to do it was like Call of Duty, and people are still playing multiplayer team slayer type shit,
team deathmatch,
yeah, all that shit. So I think that Battle Royale is here to stay, and I think it's going to be improved. And if we owe Fortnite or PUBG anything, it's that games are going to be able to improve on the formula because, you know, people shit on Fortnite. Oh, this game's trash or whatever. But without Fortnite, we wouldn't have Apex.
Exactly.
So you got to, or without PUBG. I think Fortnite is like contributed more, but you got to give Fortnite.
I mean, the pioneers never really get all the credit.
That's true.
You know, they just open the door and show the way.
Well, yeah, kind of like I was saying earlier, like with Apex having 25 million like players and the way that they dropped, like there wasn't really like buzz generated because it kind of came as a bit of a surprise. They just like in the middle of the day were like, oh, this is going on. Like it's free to play. Like you can go get it. And then like the way that it like picked up steam and had people on it just like immediately. And you see like so many different clips. Like somebody was saying on Twitter, like if I mute Apex, I wonder how many tweets will actually cross my timeline because so many people are posting clips about it and shit like that. So I feel like with that level of engagement, you got to figure that battle royales are definitely like bigger than fad status. And I read, isn't there like a Tetris battle royale or something that just came out?
Yeah. Yeah, it just came out, and it's like literally a battle royale version of Tetris.
Oh, you were talking about that earlier.
Yeah, so it's pretty much like you play against all these people all over the world, and it's like this huge map of like Tetris players, and like how you're playing is battling against other people, so your moves affect like the next Tetris player and vice versa. But it's like a whole bunch of people playing at one time, and it's crazy. So
kind of like online Madden.
What?
You can't battle royale Madden.
Yeah, you do. You play other players.
But not like a lot of other players. You're playing against another player because it's two teams.
But Tetris sound like that.
But no, that's like 99 other people at the same time you're playing.
Other people playing in Madden?
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Nigga, ain't 99.
Oh my God. Was it? Oh,
I was just saying it to mess with Eric because I know he don't mess with it.
Oh, you got me all. You got me all. Like, like,
and you the one that took the damn bait. Like,
99 teams on a field. Like,
oh my God.
Battle Royale football. Wait, what?
I was like barely listening. I was like, wait a minute.
I was trying to mess with Eric. And you the one that turned red. I'm
like, I can't turn red.
Because I was in Tetris mode.
What you see is
I'm like,
turn purple.
What?
Oh my God! Anyway,
I was trolling.
Yeah, I think Apex has definitely cemented the battle royale genre after the popularity that it's gained. I think now people are gonna like, okay, we're gonna make this an official thing because Fortnite's still popular now. Mm-hmm. Now you got Apex. Now people are like, okay, we need to find the next game because so I'm pretty sure in a year now another battle royale game's gonna pop up and it's gonna be just the thing now. I think it's gonna probably even contend with just the standard first-person shooter game at some point, or third-person, like just the standard shooter game in general. It's going to be shifted over to, okay, battle royale is going to be that top subgenre of it, if anything.
Right. And Apex has already had like some leaks about like new characters they're planning on coming out with, and like new maps, and doing like a solo mode and a like a two-person team mode, and like stuff like that. So. Like, they, like, in and of themselves, I feel like they're going to be, like, around for a minute. And then once you have, like, people kind of looking at that business model and trying to figure out ways that they can, like, improve it or shift it a little bit, I feel like we're going to get a whole lot more of those with the success of Apex that's happened already.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you have it. Yeah, I think they're here to stay, man. I think just the impact that these games have had on just kids, like with Fortnite, like a lot of these kids – at some point, they're going to grow up and they're going to want more mature battle royale games, which I think Apex Legends is, you know, that. And I think that as they grow older, they're going to want games similar to that. So, you know, there's no telling what the future holds for them. So yeah, I can see them sticking around. So, all right. So let's jump into, before we close out the show, games we wish would come back. Just as a programming note, we're running out of games. So,
yeah. We don't know no more, y'all.
Yeah. So, I mean, I got plenty. You know, I can
you can pull the games out from like these Atari Legal games Vision
and this Nintendo
games, you know, older than my daddy.
I can keep going. You know?
Them games getting hosed down by cops in the South and shit.
You know, they running out.
You heard of Mobile, Alabama?
I have a longer leash to play. But anyway, so we're going to do something new here. If you guys have any recommendations, let us know. We'll welcome them, but we'll see what our producer Kevin, aka Bloodbath, comes up with. So, all right. So, does anyone have any games this week?
I got a game. Gunstar Heroes. It was a game for Genesis. had to Google it, but I remembered it after. So I know I did cheat. It happens. But yeah, the animation was really cool in this game. It was a run and gun shooter game. Had a lot of personality. If y'all have not played it, I would recommend you play it. It should be available on current gen consoles as a download. But and it's also co-op, so that's a recommendation for y'all. Play that shit.
Hey, my God. Well, I was okay. I used to play a lot of like Tony Hawk and snowboarding games, but 1080 snowboarding. Remember that for 64? Yeah, I think that should come back. Like SSX, I also played, which was probably the more popular version, but I think 1080 snowboarding was like an underrated snowboarding game. That shit was fire. So, yeah. How'd that come back for Nintendo? Like, how'd them just, you know, bring back another 1080? You know, 1080p, maybe, you know, and high def. Hey, I just gave Nintendo an idea. If you see that shit, you should cut me a check. They won't, though.
For 4K.
That's all right. I'm still getting them Yoshi checks, though, low-key.
Hey, does anybody remember Tribes? Am I the only one to play Star Siege Tribes? Okay, so it's this game that came out in, like, 1998. It was a PC game, because I kind of went through this, like, PC phase, like, around then. And so, like, it's very similar to, like, the online experience of Halo. And so, like, it's, like, a lot of, like, capture the flag shit. And they had, like, jetpacks and they could fly. And they had the armor like Halo. Like, very similar to Halo, but, like, before Halo really got popping the way that it did. And I used to play that shit for, like, hours and hours at a time. It was a really dope game, but I feel like it was really underrated. But it was, like, all online play. Like I said, very much like Halo. But, I don't know. I think they need to bring that back. It was dope.
Has anyone said Streets of Rage?
Yeah, but they're bringing that back already.
Yeah, that's
it's
why.
Coming back.
Okay, well.
People have tried to say it.
That'll do for me. let's move on.
I thought you had games.
You got the back catalog. You got
games.
What
the back catalog? Yeah, come on, come on.
Ken's running
I
out
say
of
this
games,
site,
yo.
Mike.
Digging that old school well, you got.
Dig Dug.
I saw that.
Okay.
Alley-oop. Yeah. That was my alley-oop. I said Dig Dug.
Yep. Yep. Yep, let's dig, Doug.
Okay.
Oh my God.
That's out of it.
Oh my God. That's accurate.
That shit was on point.
All right, man. Let's get into the comments and then we're going to get up out of here.
All righty. Once again, Barcode shows up again. He went through a name change. His new name is Jay Dynam, or Dynam or something like that. But what's the most overrated / overhyped video game series in your opinion?
Halo.
For what reason? Wait. Have you played a Halo game?
Yeah, I played the very first Halo, and it was absolutely terrible.
20 years ago.
You just sit around, driving around, looking for people to shoot.
Oh, you got lost. Interesting. You also could not find your way around the Smash Brothers 2D map. But whatever.
It's still stupid. Like, where is everybody? You know, there's nobody to shoot.
Did you play online or just like the campaign mode?
I can't remember.
He probably put in a multiplayer match by himself. It was like, where everybody at?
Nah, it was years ago. No, like, and I'm pretty sure I'd have. Yeah, I think it was years ago. But yeah,
I will
terrible.
Say that I don't agree with that. Like, you know, I'll give Halo his respect.
Okay.
You know.
But just say, hey.
I'm just going to respect the game for what it is.
I don't get it.
What do you think?
Oh, I don't know if BZ was answering for you, Ken, but he said Grand Theft Auto. Or maybe that's BZ's answer. I don't know.
That was on my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Grand Theft Auto was one, but, and you can throw that in there too. I'm with you, B. Put it this way. That's B's answer, and I co-sign that answer. Grand Theft Auto.
Overrated. How many subscribers did we just lose?
These niggas tripping. Halo and Grand Theft? Fuck this nigga.
Hey, man, we tell the truth, man. People afraid of the backlash.
Yeah, BZ said that's also his answer. What you got, Willie?
Man, like, I got...
He's scared now.
I ain't scared because it's like it's a lot that I'm thinking about. That I'm thinking, okay, because it's hard for me to say the whole franchise because there's been some games that I think are like, okay, mm-hmm. All right, fuck it, I'm gonna say it. Assassin's Creed, y'all.
Fuck, that was mine.
Yup, reaching.
God damn it, that was mine.
Assassin's Creed, y'all. Like, I've only liked probably like one or two Assassin's Creed games, and not even that much. Like, I've never finished one because I just been like, eh. Like, it's just mad overrated to me. And then it's like, they always change in the time period. It'd be like 1915 and then like 1730. Like, nigga, pick a time period. Like, come on. Yeah. Like, I ain't trying to be like a slave one thing and being a pirate the next thing. Like, come on. Like, figure it out.
Oh,
so,
my God.
Yeah, Assassin's Creed.
Okay, so. I thought of one. This is going to give me some flack.
Don't you do it.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to do it. And it's mainly me. It's not you, it's me.
You got to go sports.
No.
Okay, good. Well, I mean, good.
It seems so unfair, but I'm going to say it.
Don't be scared now.
Metal Gear Solid. Not my cup of tea.
You know what?
Ken's face right then when he just heard you say that.
You know what? I low-key agree.
Don't.
Oh, I'm sorry. Ken, calm down. You have heart palpitations. Yeah, the palpitations and everything. Like, look. I low-key agree with you. Like, some Metal Gear Solid were dope, but not all of them.
I mean, but, okay, not all of them, but you can't. Yeah. I mean, that doesn't make it overrated. I mean, somebody just had a bad album in there.
I'm not saying any of them are bad. They're just overrated to me. Like, I like the first one. I get that it was revolutionary, much like the first Halo. You know, you get all your voice acting and your cinematography.
I wish B was here right now.
Look.
He said that's because he don't like stealth games. Me and Mugga is horrible at stealth games. That's what BZ thinks. But yeah, man,
I'll say
they feel pretentious to me. They feel very self-important. What would you say?
Look, I'm not gonna take it either way. Solid Snake is an iconic character. Easy. Like, and there's been some great Metal Gear Solid games. But I found myself enjoying Splinter Cell games a little bit more than Metal Gear Solid games. Like, that's just me. And so, like, when it came to, like, one or the other, I would always end up enjoying Splinter Cell a little bit better. Not saying that Metal Gear Solid isn't iconic. It is. But I just found, like, yeah, it's not as great as people. I think it's just because of the character Solid Snake. He's just that iconic character. I think his character holds a lot of weight. It's not like Lara Croft. Like, Tomb Raider is a great franchise.
Mm-hmm. Stop right there.
Tomb Raider is a great franchise, and I love Tomb Raider, but I think most of that franchise weight holds in the character Lara Croft, not really more so of the games themselves, because there are some Tomb Raider games that are like, eh. Like, more recently, the redone ones have been great, but, like, you know, some of the other ones in between, like, you know, have not been like, you know, came out to, he's like, where's B when I need him?
Tyler. So, yes, Tyler.
Street Fighter.
Oh, here you go.
Now, how does it feel? How does it feel, nigga?
It feels blasphemous.
What?
Again, another revolutionary game. You would not have your precious combat without Street Fighter.
She's just drinking our cup.
I mean, sips tea. Sips actual tea. Like, I don't hate Street Fighter. I don't think it's a bad game at all. I just think it's overrated. Like, I said what I said. Like, you took your microphone off and walked all the way over there. Like, everybody mad in the chat. I think it's overrated. I don't think it's a bad game. Literally, what overrated means is not that something sucks. It just means that, like, people hype it up to a certain degree. And, like, also, I kind of had to, like, pay you back for that, like, Mortal Kombat
it's
slander.
It's fine.
Because I wasn't here that day.
Even though it was great. It's okay. I forgive you. It's your first day on the job. We get it. We expect you to make mistakes.
Look, I agree with the whole Mortal Kombat over Street Fighter thing, but you can't say Street Fighter is overrated. I just can't accept that. Like, I just...
Oh,
I,
my God.
Something's wrong, Lauren. Something ain't right.
It's Street Fighter is boring to me, and that's listen.
I didn't say nothing.
Me personally, I find like the play in Street Fighter compared to Mortal Kombat to be boring, and the fact that like I've never really fucked with Street Fighter, and I played like the original Street Fighter when it came out, like in the arcades and shit like that. I just think it's overrated. I don't think it sucks. I just think it's overrated. Damn, you can hear a pin drop in here.
I know, aren't they quiet?
It's not too late to fire her, right?
Is it too late? Quiet as they don't even
can
know
we just song. Edit her out the podcast?
Like, that's your idea!
Just edit out everything she says.
Okay, look.
Like, we go,
okay.
All right. Continuing to the next question. Maybe she'll have the right answer to this one. Koi Kid. Shout out to Koi Kid. Can video games be considered as art? Or is it just entertainment or just games to you? What do y'all think?
I think it's art. I mean, just the amount of work and especially these days, you mm-hmm. know. Yeah, so I think it's both. It's both entertainment, but it's also very artistic, especially when you think about different art styles of games. Like, you know, if you look at the realistic stuff, like you would get like in a God of War or Last of Us, but also like, you know, artwork, like I was saying, with like the Zelda for GameCube, Wind Waker or Beautiful Joe. Like, there's so many different things you can do with a video game's art style and direction. Or even like, even though like, you know, BZ don't fuck, like Persona has a different, like mm-hmm. a unique art style. So yeah, I think art is a big component to video games, and it really just sets the tone of what the game is, the feeling it gives off. And yeah, I fuck with it. So yeah, that's art and entertainment.
I'll say entertainment, but I think is creeping into art territory, or that combination that you're talking about. And I think technology is allowing that to happen, because you can do more visually with the games than you could do in the past. You know, most of you guys know I grew up watching dots on the screen, you know. So it's a big difference, you know, when you see what they are able to do with games now, and you need artists to be able to, you know, draw those characters out and put those characters on the screen and design those characters. So so I think it's heading that way. I don't think it's quite there for me yet.
I think the BioShock, like the original BioShock, is absolutely like a work of art. Like, for mm-hmm. real, when you look at the production design and like how the like how like the color and the way that the locations were put together, like I absolutely feel like, especially in this day and age, like you said, with how advanced everything is and like the story, at the end of the day, it's like a story that you're taking part in. So there's just like the same way that you consider a good movie to be a work of art. Like, I mean, video games are kind of a movie that you're immersed in. So I absolutely feel like it's an art form.
Yeah, me too. I mean, you go to a museum, it's literally like Jackson Pollock, you know, where he just like threw shit on the canvas. Like, oh, this is beautiful art. So how can an intentional like work made by a team also be art? I would argue that even, you know, shit like Pong and Pac-Man, all that shit is art, because it took, it's like a combination of different works of art, but it's just art that you interact with. And if movies are art, if music is art, if television shows are art, then video games are definitely art. And we wouldn't even have the question if Roger Ebert didn't say that it wasn't, because he's, you know, like a reputable person or whatever. But he's wrong about that. Or he was wrong about that. God rest his soul. But yeah, video games are definitely art. Let's
see what he said. Man, everybody want everything to be art.
It's not that we want it to be
just
art.
Yeah, it's all new. Everything got to be
and
art.
And it's also entertainment, but it's not just entertainment. Just like music is entertainment, but it's also art.
Hmm. Well, I guess anything that has to do with the creation, like something, you creating something, is considered art.
Yeah.
So these games are being created from nothing, you know, from an idea, and, you know, brought to life. So, you know, you can argue that that's what art is. You bring something from your mind to life, like, and then just and then show it.
There's this performance artist lady who literally put eggs up her vagina and let them drop out onto the canvas, and that was art. So I think
that's
video
talent.
Talent. Where's our next show?
Right, I'm trying to go. Trying to put a fry pan under it.
Make some breakfast real quick.
Over easy, please. You got anything else for that question?
No. I don't fully disagree. Like I said, the things that they're doing, like you know. Like, sometimes when I look at these games, I'm just blown away. But I don't know if I'm blown away by the way the characters are drawn, or just by just the technology. Like, mm-hmm. dang, you can actually do this thing. Like, the shade, the lighting, and, you know, you can see, you know, sweat, and you can see rain, and the rain is doing different things in different areas. Like, the shit look fucking real. Mm-hmm. So I haven't... Like, I know that the person that drew those characters, again, like, that is an artist. Somebody had to draw that, and somebody had to get in there and code it and put it on screen. So, you know, I'm just now catching up again to, like, the visual display that these systems can run now.
The definition of art is the expression or application of human creative skill and imagination, typically in a visual form such as painting or sculpture, producing works to be appreciated primarily for their beauty or emotional power.
Maybe it needs an update, because
yeah,
yeah, I think
that's an outdated.
There's some games
definition
that do fall under that category. What's that PlayStation game where you're like two people in your journey? Journey is a game, and Flower is another game that is more visual than, oh, I'm having a whole lot of fun, but those games literally make people cry and shit, even though there's no dialogue, but people just get emotional responses out of them.
We gotta talk about crying in games.
Oh, we gotta bring Anton back for that then.
Yes.
He was the one.
We should.
Sonny in the chat. Hey, Sonny, pass the word on.
Crying in games.
I just gotta understand. He's not the only person I've heard say that.
I came close to crying twice in the game.
Granddad, just...
Look, close. I didn't do
question?
It, though.
What's the next question?
Look, y'all don't even... it was just a fiber, though. Look, when Lee died in The Walking Dead, almost, I had a lump. I was like, damn. And then and then also at the... On the Last of Us.
Santana for...
On the Last of Us. Wait a minute. I ain't cry for that shit. I learned. And I'm
where's that? It was too easy, man. It was too easy.
1,000 hours.
I tried to tell you. I said, let's go. But no, you just had to get it out.
So what was that last
thing? Don't let me in because you cried.
I was the most cool about it.
And then you went home.
Cried the car.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
I'm not crying. It's raining.
Fucking Pac-Man.
But, I don't cry when I watch movies. But I think if I did cry to movies, I would also cry to games. Some games. But yeah, Halo Reach, Red Dead Redemption 1, Season 1 of The Walking Dead, Telltale video game. Maybe Heavy Rain. Maybe Detroit becomes human.
What the fuck are y'all crying about?
I just said I don't.
I know. I'm just saying, like, you're naming games that you probably would cry if you actually would cry.
It's as much art as, like, movies are. So if you were crying in a movie, just because it's like real actors, they're still actors. It's not
it's like a game.
Yeah.
What would you cry over a game?
You can cry over a book, right?
You get
if you that type of person.
If you get emotionally invested in like a story or a character and some shit happens that you don't expect.
You're playing the character.
That's the case though. Sometimes you be forgetting that's the case at times.
You're like, forgetting that you're moving the controller
when
around.
He died. I swear. I forgot how to play the game. I was like, what's going on with Clementine?
You forgot to hold the controller.
Clementine. When she had to like drag his, like, look,
man.
It's moments, man. And I didn't cry, but I was like, yo. Fuck, don't, I was like, Lee, please live. Like, come on, nigga, we need you. And he wasn't gonna make it. And I was like, shit, I ain't cry. It was there. It was like, right, it was close. I was like, shit, I need to like, get myself together. Like, be a man, come on. I shook that shit off real quick. But I was like, it was that moment, and shit happened, because sometimes you get lost.
This must be some millennial new age shit.
No,
it's just as real as a movie.
Wow. Look, you ain't... Ken, come on.
B, you don't ever cry in a movie?
You ain't never seen some shit in a movie or anything that was like, yo, this shit kind of hit me. Like, you know, shit.
There was only one.
What?
What's the movie?
John Q.
Okay. So if a John Q moment happened in a video game, and you was...
No, because I'm playing the character. I'm watching a movie.
But if
I'm
it's a
playing
cut
the character.
Or a moment that
but
you
a cutscene.
It's a cutscene.
Yeah.
It's not a moment where you're physically
it's
playing.
It's a cutscene to get me to the next... playable
it's
moment
more than that.
Nigga, somebody make a John Q game. So you know what we talking about.
I already know what's gonna happen now.
Make a You Got Sir game. Do it for a little saint.
Yeah, well, you know, but
now BZ agrees with you as far as like crying in video games.
Yeah, it's the most ridiculous. I'm sorry, it's the most ridiculous thing I've heard. I just don't understand. It's a freaking game.
I can understand.
You're
I can
walking around. You're doing. You're creating all the things. I'm gonna make this decision. I'm gonna do this. Like you're doing everything.
So you've done the intro to The Last of Us, right?
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't see somebody crying at that?
Absolutely not. I saw your little joke. I'm like, oh, well, what? But you know, it's just like poor thing. Get over it. Let's keep it moving. What's next? Like, I don't understand.
I'm afraid
something is supposed to happen.
Finishing the game, and some real shit starts to happen. Like, okay, you need to finish that game, and then let me know. It's got to be at least one moment where you're like, yo, okay.
So John Q was a long time ago. You saw it when it came out, and that's when it made you like choke.
I didn't
up
go
or
to the theaters to see it.
Were you a father at the time?
What's the year that movie come? No, I don't think so.
Okay. I think if you are someone who cries at movies, like, you're not a person who cries at movies either. Mm. So you probably don't understand. Do you understand people who cry at movies?
Not really.
All right, then. You can understand people who cry at video games.
I mean, not
yes,
be sexist, but, you know.
Oh, Dark Knight Rises? I heard dudes crying, bro. When they thought Batman was dead.
Get the... Are you
serious? I heard. It was
who
real.
Who the fuck is crying at Batman?
It was real quiet.
Everybody knew Batman was alive.
Grown-ass
they
dudes.
Knew that nigga wasn't dead.
They did not know. Them niggas.
Somebody needs to punch him.
Big dudes. Like, I heard.
I don't care how big they are. You must not be that damn tough and sitting there crying. What the fuck you crying over Batman?
Because he's Batman.
I don't understand that either because I wasn't the same way, but yeah. I did hear that too. I was like, okay.
Infinity War, I heard them sniffles, bro. Spider-Man, I don't feel so good. People were sniffling, bro. Like, I wasn't
sniffing, but I was like, hey, fuck. Don't you die. Don't you disintegrate, Peter.
I'm just saying, if you can understand somebody crying at movies, you should be able to understand somebody crying at video games. And if you don't understand people crying at movies, you're not going to understand people crying at video games.
I mean, I know there men do cry at movies, you know.
Oh, so what were you going to say about women?
No, I had to rethink that. I had to take it back. I've just been around a lot of women that cry, you know.
But
I haven't been around men that cry around movies. But I've heard.
Real quick, Ken.
Anyway.
There are moments.
Y'all not
though,
about to trip me up.
But no, there are moments. Like, I talk shit about everything. Like in Resident Evil, when, like, the dude had to shoot his daughter because she was a zombie. Like, I made a joke about that shit. Cause like I don't give a fuck. Like, but there are some times where I'm like, yo, when you so attached to a story or a character, and some shit just hits you off guard, like even if you don't cry, you will have some kind of emotional reaction. Mm-hmm. We're like, damn, like yo, like what's happening? Like that's crazy. Like you know, it's gonna be a point where that happens when you get deep into a game or even a movie. But like when we're talking about video games, there are certain games that can invoke those emotions. So I do understand some people. Crying in a video game.
No.
I don't cry.
No. No, we're not doing this.
I'm not saying you...
You can give me a movie all day. I understand.
Niggas gonna cry. Niggas gonna cry.
You should not be crying over a video game.
Well, tell that to the niggas who cry.
I'm telling them now. Everybody that's watching, stop fucking crying over a fucking video game.
Contain their emotions. If they gonna cry, they gonna cry. What you want to do? Go cry in their bathroom? Shit, like, it's going to happen. Some dudes going to do that shit. Like, I mean, and you just say, like, I understand it. Like, I ain't going to do it myself. But, like, there's some moments where I'm like, yo, you shouldn't be crying on that. But there are some moments where I'm like, yo, I understand. Like, that you get an emotion.
You shouldn't understand any of it.
They in touch with their emotions.
Kids just like, don't cry for shit. Like, literally. Like, make
a joke. I mean, that moment where crying is acceptable. Video games are not one of them. It's just not this.
Well,
that,
when video games first came out, there was no reason to cry. But like now that they're damn near movies with like characters who are like damn near like full fledged actors and like they have full fledged stories, it's completely different than when it was 20 years ago. So yeah, 20 years ago, yeah, you can't cry in a fucking video game. Like it's like Sega Genesis and Super Nintendo. What the fuck you gotta cry about? It's kiddie shit. But now you got like games like fucking Walking Dead and fucking Last of Us and all these other Heavy Rain and all
who's
these.
Who's crying over The Walking Dead? Like the show. Who's crying even over the show?
Nigga, did you play the season one?
The show don't have an ending.
No, did you play season one of The Walking Dead?
I've watched this Walking Dead show.
No.
I've seen plenty of people I fucked with.
Did you play season one of Walking Dead?
I'm pretty sure it's not that much of a difference between the two.
Did not play it. Okay. First of all, you should be because Blee's black. So, you know, black lead right there. That should have been your end.
Right.
But like, and he's there from the jump. And you get invested in that character. As a black dude, you playing that game, you're going to get invested in him because he plays this strong lead role. He's taking care of this little kid. Mm-hmm. And he's going through all these things. You got to make these tough decisions. And when it comes to the end of the game, where you know he ain't going to make it, and all the shit you've been through with this character and all the shit you've been through with this little girl he's been taking care of that you feel also connected to because it feels like you've been raising this kid too, you feel some shit when he fucking goes. You feel some shit. You cry. You want play?
Tell that nigga to play the game. You
play
do.
The game. Play season one and come back. Play season one and come back and tell me you ain't feel some shit.
because some cartoonist look here that you think that you raised in a damn show. You think that's your baby?
No.
You think that's your kid?
That's not what I'm saying, kid.
That's what you just said.
No, I'm saying.
You said you feel a connection to some kid that you practically raised. And then you start that's not even your kid. It's not even real. You have a virtual baby. What the hell? Get the fuck out of here.
Oh my God.
Get it. You don't get it. You don't get it.
Oh shit. Oh my God. Oh shit. Oh.
I think this connects to it being art and not art. And since you kind of like, you are considering video games art.
Look, Ken's not going to get it.
No, I know. And I don't.
He's not going
to
get it.
I don't expect him to get it. But I can understand people spending like 20 hours with a character as opposed to spending 2.5 hours with a character and being more attached to that character that they controlled and interacted with for 20 hours. And in Red Dead's case, 60 something hours or maybe even 100. And it's like, oh, that's the end. And they might get choked up. I'm just saying I understand them. But anyway, next question. Tyler, do you have any additional input?
No, let's just, I don't
need to get far away from this question. It's fine. Right now. Woo, y'all are gonna be worked up. I'm sweating.
Clearly.
Like 5 things tonight. Shit, what's wrong with y'all tonight? What the hell's going on? Like, look. Ken, just play season 1 of Walking Dead. Just play that shit. And then I bet your tune's gonna change.
This is a crazy.
You ain't gotta cry, but you're gonna feel something. Something's gonna hit you.
This is a crazy episode.
Like slightly. Anyway, what's the next question?
Next question is Wiz the Weirdo. Shout out to him. He's new in our Discord, I believe. And he says, or she says, what are some of the games that made you guys rage quit? Bloodborne would be one of the games that almost made me send my controller across.
Mike Tyson's Punch Out.
Ooh.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Good one.
Oh my God.
Anything. That had the title Super Mario in it.
Yes. Fuck. Oh my God. How many times did I punch my Nintendo?
Nintendo.
No.
Just roll with it.
Seriously.
Just roll with it.
The fucked up part about it is because back then they didn't have memory cards or save. So if you died, your ass went all the way back to the start, like all the way. So.
Yeah, once you run out of lives, like you're just done. Like you're going all the way back to the beginning, like all the shit that you barely beat the first time, and now you gotta go all the way back through that.
So yeah, Super Mario, anything was fucking rage quit all day.
Yeah, that was
Mine is recently, I'm thinking like Resident Evil, because that game fucking.
Resident Evil.
Yeah, Resident Evil 2. Because I wasn't killed. Like, if y'all were in my stream, y'all know. Like, whenever I lean back on my couch, y'all know, like, I'm done. And I did that several times playing Resident Evil with Leon.
But the more recent one?
The recent one, yeah.
Did you rage quit?
No, I didn't rage quit. But I was just like, oh, fuck. Like, I ain't saving, like, an hour and shit and wasting all my time. Anyway, but as far as, like, old shit, like, actually rage quit, Battletoads with the little bike section. You know what I'm talking about?
I know Battletoads, but I'm
you
trying to
doing the
that.
Jump shit?
I haven't played Battletoads so long.
All right.
I know the game, but I ain't played it in like forever, so I probably don't remember.
What's the other game I'm thinking about? Ooh, it was right in. Oh, Ninja Turtles with the damn shit. And you got the electric fucking seaweed and you swimming through trying to disarm the bomb. That was some
bullshit. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Some rage quitting shit, boy.
Those systems, I mean, they were thorough. They took a beating, man.
Yeah.
They took from you?
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, like, nah, for real. We should have a topic on that one day.
Oh, my sure. God.
Yeah. Control. Oh, my God. That should be a topic.
Worst for me. Like, I threw so many controllers on my, like, my mom wouldn't even buy me no more. She said, no, you're going to earn your controllers because I literally broke playing Super Nintendo. No, regular Nintendo, Super Mario. I broke 3 controllers being mad. And she was like, I'm not buying you any more controllers until you learn how to either control yourself.
I hope you got some more stuff. We're going to have Kevin topic.
I got plenty. Yeah.
We're going to do that.
Sega Genesis 2. Oh.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I was about to say, like, Sonic the Hedgehog 2. Like, you remember when you get all the way to the end, you got to fight the, like, little robot Sonic, and then you have no ring. So if it hits you, you just die. And then, like, it does this jump thing, and you got to, like, learn how to time it. And if you just time that shit slightly wrong, then you hit it, and then, like, you just go all the way back to the beginning.
All them platformer games were from hell. Yeah. Every single one of them. Like, I don't know who they thought was going to, like, and they knew it was the kids.
Rage stories. Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah, I'm not good at platformers either. Like, I'm less coordinated than I've ever been in my life.
Mm. All right, well, next. Is that it?
That's it.
Thank God.
All right, man. We made it.
We made it out alive. I wasn't sure for a second. Y'all.
Yeah.
Look, let's not do this again, y'all. Let's think about what we say before we say it.
Let's not.
I can't do this again, y'all.
Let's
I can't.
Not.
All right, look, it was too many things that triggered me today. I just came here. I'm trying to have fun with this podcast. I ain't trying to be good.
All right. Subscribe, man. And
shout out to our new.
To the podcast, to the Twitch. We appreciate that support. And shout out to Tyler that's joining us. And B'll be back next week. And we'll catch you guys then. Until next week, we out. Peace.
Peace.